Good morning, guys.
It's finally over. It's over.
What's over?
I don't have to mind my other half's parents' dog anymore. Now, that being said, I'm going to put it out there. She did most of the minding now. I did barely anything. The only thing I could do was really walk them both at the same time. And you're probably wondering why I'm telling you this. I actually love their dog. I love their pup, Willow, so much.
What kind of doggy is Willow?
Willow is, I think, oh God, I'm going to get this wrong, half retriever, half lab as well as Arwen. I think she's half and half. Mm-hmm. She's great. So, oh my God, I love her so much.
Two big dogs,
yeah. Mm-hmm. We bonded a lot, so aww, we did over the last 2 weeks. We really, really did. And I'm making out as if that, like, it was the worst 2 weeks of the world. It really, really wasn't. Getting to come home to two Labradors, like, it's hardly tough work, you know?
Yeah.
But it made me wonder. I was kind of like, oh, you know, when they asked us to do this and they were like, you know, stay in our home and all this, like, it was just an absolute yes. It was never going to be a no, no matter what. And like, I was so happy to do it. But like, if you guys asked me to do it, I'd be telling you to go somewhere. You know? Like, yeah, I hope I'm moving into one of your places for 2 weeks and mind your pups. You don't have a pup, Donald, do you?
No.
Yeah.
There's a farm dog there, but I want my own one, but no, don't have any.
There's a farm dog?
Yeah, we've got a farm dog. He goes around the yard. And
he doesn't count as a pet, does he not?
Just because she doesn't come near you.
Really?
Yeah, she just stays away.
Just gets her food and goes? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No way. Living the dream. So she is. So it's like, it's one of those things that you do for the in-laws, isn't it? When you're trying to impress somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and nearly 3 years on, I'm still impressing, trying to impress. You know, there's always going to be somebody in your life that you'll never, ever be your true self, because you're always trying to come across as being, you know, you're the better version of you. And I feel like with my other half's parents, that's what I got to do all the time.
Well, if that's who you are in front of your other half's parents, that's who you've got to be in front of your other half now.
No, I know. Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying I'm not, though. Yeah. If she's listening, she'll be arguing differently for sure. Ever been in a similar situation where you felt like you've had to impress somebody?
You can go too far with that, though.
You can.
You can, and it can become an ick.
Oh.
Stas.
Oh, no.
Stas, hon. Just saying. Like...
So what, like me sending WhatsApps pictures of the puppy being like, oh, she's having a great time and all. They're like, oh, would you go away?
Yeah. No. Not a nick to them, a nick to the missus.
Oh, to the missus?
If you go a bit too far.
Oh.
Yeah, just a warning. Just put it out there.
Really?
Now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah, I remember once I was back in the day, I was going out with a guy and brought him home to meet my parents, and we had dinner, and after the dinner he got up and he started clearing the table and putting things into the dishwasher, and I immediately got the ick.
Oh, that's good of him.
Because he put things into the dishwasher?
It was just like, sit down now, you don't need to be doing this, you're in someone else's home. Like,
okay, so I get really awkward, like,
so do I in other,
yeah,
people's
in
houses.
Other people's houses,
and you're like, what'll I do? Yeah,
and I
too.
Will honestly say this, and I mean this wholeheartedly, I love going over to my other half's parents for dinner. Like, I love it so much. I really look forward to it. But I get so awkward when one person decides, you never know who's going to be, decides to get up and start clearing the table. Because then I'm like, what do I do? You know?
It's the clearing around.
And then I do this stupid little shimmy where I stand up and try to lift my plate to make it look as if. And
you're doing
like,
something.
And then they're like, oh, give us that. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine.
And then you're like, delighted the relief washes over you.
Yeah.
And then you sit back down.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So my other half would do that now really well in my parents' home when we have dinner.
She'd get up and just start cleaning.
But see, my dad now, he would rearrange the dishwasher afterwards if anyone goes near it.
Yeah. I think that's a man thing as well.
That's not a man. If you saw my dishwasher the way I load it, you wouldn't be saying it's a man thing. No way.
What are you like?
As in, I'm terrible at loading.
Oh, me too, willy-nilly. Yeah.
Whereas my dad, if you load his dishwasher incorrectly, he will let you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm almost like, look, I know you're being nice here, but just take a seat. It's all right.
Yeah.
Let dad do it.
For your own good.
He has his own little routine, you know, the kind of way?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't you strike me as someone now that would stack the dishwasher a certain way if anyone else does it.
Yeah. There's a right and wrong way to do it. Yeah,
is there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not true. It can't just be black and white. There's a grey area there.
Yeah.
There is.
Once they come out clean, surely it's okay.
Exactly, Marty. High five.
High five to that.
Yeah.
With Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
Okay, Donald, what do you have for us this morning?
Young people now have less interest in doing this than previous generations. I've written that weird, sorry. Young people have less interest in doing this now than previous generations.
Oh. Wow. After last night, I'm going to say, is it going out, like? Is it going clubbing?
Oh,
yeah, it was quiet at the game last night, wasn't it?
Thanks, Donald. Yeah. It was quieter than usual.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Still, the club was still filled to the brim. people were screaming
quiet.
My name.
Yeah. Sorry,
I was like, guys, got to stop. Don't stop. Please don't stop.
Stop, TJ.
No. He wasn't stopping because there was nobody there. No.
Sorry, I worded that wrong. It's not the answer, no, but I think that is true. That could
I think we're going in cycles since COVID still of the going out thing. I think it's going to come back in a few years. That's my guess. You know, I feel like that's, I'm convinced myself.
Yeah.
No, it's true. There's something magical.
My house depends on it. What do you think, Yona?
Is it get married?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, people are just staying in relationships and they're happy out. They don't need the
job. Yeah. Or get married. Paper. Isn't the average age to get married now, like, it's nearly 40.
Is it?
The average. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, I think it's 37, 38. It's going up and up every single year.
People are taking the time to do it. But also, like, everything's going up in money-wise. You haven't got the money to get married.
But that's it.
House or money, you go, ah, yeah.
And if you're ticking the societal boxes and you're going down all those routes.
Yeah.
Back gone are the days where our parents could do it all in a year. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Nope.
Not unless you're on a half a mil. Like, you know?
Yeah, it's mad.
I'm not far off it here. But like.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be the only one. No, it's not the answer. No.
Okay.
Okay, can we hear it again, please?
Yes, young people have less interest in doing this now than previous generations. Mm. What is it?
087-1102-107. Let us know.
Okay, Donna, remind us, what do you have for us this morning?
Young people have less interest in this now than previous generations. What is it?
Okay. Hey, Nicole.
Good morning, guys. I was just wondering, is the answer having weans?
Mm. Having lanes.
Weans. Children.
Weans.
Weans. Like the smallies. Babies. Children.
Weans.
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 Weans. Weans. Weans.
I'm sorry. In all my years.
Go away.
What county is that from?
That's Donegal, I would imagine.
So Weans are in Donegal?
Weans, yeah.
How do you know what they are then?
Because I've heard
were
it
were you
before.
A little wean when you were younger?
I was a little wean, a little gossin. It's gossin in Westmeath. Weans, smallies in Kerry.
I can't even say what we were in Dublin because it wouldn't be allowed to go out on the radio. But weans is a new word for me.
It's
wow.
Great word.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not the answer, no, but it's a good guess, though.
Okay, Tommy.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday. Tommy here in Roscommon.
Happy Friday.
Tommy.
Is the answer to Skelly Zelly today? Writing a letter.
Oh. Writing a letter. Oh,
that's
yeah.
A very good guess.
Do you ever have pen pals when you were younger?
No.
Okay, just me then.
Go on.
Yeah, no, I did. Like, we were encouraged.
Who was your favourite?
There was one in Spain, and then I used to write to the girls that I met in Irish college in Clare. Some of them are from Dublin, actually. So I used to keep in touch via letter, yeah.
Sorry, as in County Clare, County Dublin, and Spain.
Random. Yeah.
Can you remember their names?
Vanessa, Sarah, and I can't remember the Spanish
Maria.
Lady's name. We'll say Maria.
That is. I love that so much, Una. That's so wholesome.
Yeah, it is.
I love receiving a letter as well, an actual letter.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
It's cool, isn't it? Yeah. Is that the answer?
It's not the answer, no, but it's very good thinking.
Jerry says, it has to be going to the bog.
Going to the bog.
I have never, even though I am a certified Kerry Colchie, I have never been to any bog.
And here's me, South Dublin. I've been to a bog once.
Oh, once. Una. Ah, no.
I beat you not, though, I did.
Who's the real culture, huh?
Used to love coming over, going to the bog. Yeah, no, it's not the answer, going to the bog, no.
Okay, right.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, 087-1102-107. Donal, remind us what we're discussing this morning.
Younger people have less interest in doing this now than previous generations. What is it?
Leah and Nay says, is it ironing?
Oh, very good. Well, I wouldn't consider myself young, and I don't iron my clothes.
I don't iron my clothes.
Do you know, I'm going to call her out on this. She irons our bed sheets.
Who?
My other half.
Do you know, you are so lucky. Because you get the best night's sleep on ironed bed sheets.
Hang on a second. Now, do you though? Does it make a difference? Does it really?
Listen, I would never in a million years ever even contemplate, oh my God, ironing my sheets. No way.
I have
slept in them when they're ironed.
Oh, and it's okay.
It's lovely.
I don't know any different now.
Really nice. Oh, you look at you. You're spoiled.
I am.
Marta, you're spoiled.
I know. Well, it's just the stuff we've been talking about the last half an hour that has come up, okay? People listening are like, get over it. We get it. You have her. You're in a relationship. No, it's just what we've been talking about. No more now.
Okay.
No more.
It's not ironing. No.
Is it make a telephone call? And that's from Kieran in Rotoka.
Very good.
Yeah, people are allergic to telephone calls.
Well, so am I.
I'm kind of getting allergic now, and I used to like a good chat, but I prefer a voice note now or just
I hate
simple.
Voice notes so much.
Oh, do you?
I hate them. I can send them. I can't listen to them. No way. If I send you a voice note, text me back. Just for future reference, Una, yeah.
But that's not fair because it's literally, you can give it, but you can't take it.
I mean...
It's not the answer, phone calls. No. The answer is young people have less interest in chewing gum than previous generations.
Chewing
they don't
gum.
Care. Yeah, it's like...
Really?
You used to go and keep your breath fresh.
It's so expensive, though, now.
Ah, yeah, I suppose.
Back in the day, you used to get like 10 Wrigley's extras for a pound. And now it's like... One for a tenner.
Yeah, or Hubba Bubba's, they were class.
Yeah. What do you do to that?
Core memory unlocked.
Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a throwback. Anyone under the age of 30 listening right now is going to be like, what the hell?
No, the Hubba Bubba only went at it like a couple of years ago.
Did it?
Yeah, I remember the strawberry ones were still knocking around.
Bursting with flavour.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, there's a throwback.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
Okay, so we're going to give you a word, and the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. You have a total of 30 seconds to answer as many as you can, and the highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of Una's drawers. Just kind of heard a little bit there. What's in there? You got some Jaffa cake.
Hot honey Jaffa cake.
Ooh.
Sorry.
I didn't agree to give those away now, Donald.
Sorry. Hot honey Jaffa cakes.
Oh, man. You haven't lived.
I clearly haven't.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they existed.
So good.
I didn't realise Jaffa cakes had like broadened and like...
Oh,
yeah.
So is this the orange stuff still in it?
It's still orange.
It's still orange, but it's hot honey. Yeah.
On the top of it.
So it's kind of like inside it. So it's like a tingly feeling.
Oh,
yeah. So good.
And purple snacks are gone as well.
Okay. Hey, Gary, how's things?
Hi, Gary.
Not so bad.
Are you good?
Whereabouts in the country are you, Gary?
I'm in Westmead. Westmead at the minute, but I'm from Cavan.
Oh, okay. So you live in Westmead, do you?
No, I don't know. No, I live in Cavan.
Oh, what has you in Westmead?
Just doing a bit here with a friend.
Ah, very nice. Okay, and have you heard of the Metro in Cavan, have you?
Oh, I did.
There's a DJ playing there at the end of March. Meant to be really good.
Oh, right.
Yeah, just heads up, right?
What's his name now, Marty?
I can't pronounce. His second name is really awkward. I can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye out, all right?
Yeah, I will indeed.
Shameless plug.
I'm proving that I know Cavan better than you two.
Okay, so Gary, are you ready to rock?
Yeah, sure. You're going to give it a go on here.
All right, good man. Okay, so your word today that you have to rhyme with is fry. F-R-Y.
Let's go. Okay.
A meal filling encased in pastry is a what?
Pie.
To change your hair colour, you use what?
Dye.
If you don't like speaking in front of a crowd, you're a bit what?
Shy.
You go to the opticians to check on your what?
Pie.
A score in rugby.
Try.
Businessmen wear these around their neck.
Try.
A type of boxing.
Now I have a clue. Boxing now.
Oh my god, I really
You were doing.
Yeah, you were excellent.
Can I be really annoying right now?
Yeah.
Does Thai rhyme with fry?
Nope.
Thai doesn't rhyme with fry.
Thai does, not Thai.
Like Thai boxing.
But I wouldn't pronounce Thai as thigh.
Go on, say it, Una. Hit him where it hurts.
I can't say it. That's your fry. Yeah.
You still. That's brilliant.
Sorry.
You were ready to just say it and then your brain went, oh.
Sorry. No, Donald did you over, Gary. I'd be blaming Donald, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll give you the seven.
Right. Well, do you know what? We'll bring you on again next week or the week after, Gary.
Yeah, because, 100%.
Absolutely.
And Gary, really quickly before we let you go, we were told something about a darts league you're in at the moment.
Oh, yeah, the darts, the Westmead League.
Oh, okay. And how's it going?
Yeah, good enough now. We're in third place there.
Very good.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Are you within touching distance of the top spot?
No, there's a few pints in it, but you never know.
Okay, a few points in it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Best of luck with that.
Yeah, you have a good weekend too.
You too now, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, you too, mine yourselves.
Okay, bye. What an absolute gentleman, eh?
Yeah.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Revolut Wars. When people are stingy, when they're not, are they allowed to be? Are they not?
Yeah, so I was out for dinner with a few of the girls a couple of weeks ago. And lovely night, the food fabulous, great company, all the rest of it. And when the bill came, it was all good. The three of us just, we split the bill. But then I got a Revolut request.
Oh no.
Something like, I don't know, was it 550 or something? Because I had gotten a dessert. Of course I had, obviously. I had gotten a dessert. And a sparkling water.
Oh, I love a sparkling water. Yeah. I will agree on that. Oh.
And this, the girl, was one of my friends, is like, well, I didn't have a dessert or sparkling water.
Okay.
But yet she did have two spoons of my dessert.
Oh.
Tiramisu, by the way, very good, very nice, enjoyable.
Did she have any of your sparkling water?
No, she didn't, Marty. No sparkling water, but she did treat herself to some of my tiramisu.
Oh, she treated herself.
So I'm just a bit like... Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. No probs. But I was just like, wow.
Yeah, this is an interesting one.
Am I wrong here? Maybe I'm because, like, in fairness, I was the one who ordered it, so I suppose.
I don't think there's a right or wrong in the situation. I think everybody handles it differently.
Yeah.
I think if you handle it a certain way, you're going to never understand why the other person handles it their way.
Yeah.
I personally think that's a bit much. Yeah. I really, really do. Yeah. Don't know what you think.
Yeah, you just split whatever. Like, if someone gets something a bit extra, forget it. Yeah, it sounds split.
See, and that's me. That's me to a T. But one of my friends that I went to college with, whenever we went out, we were never ever getting the same thing. So it was always a case of where, when it came to his turn to treat us, it would always be like, oh well, can I get a couple of quid because you guys got this and I'm getting this. And I'm just like, over the years of our friendship, I'm sure it balances out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he would have a calculator out, really, like, as in, I'm not even joking, like, yeah, a calculator would come out on his phone and he'd be adding up his bits. I think it depends. It does depend, but I don't think, oh, there's no right or wrong, I don't know. What do you think? Oh,
yeah, I just think it's just split it, yeah. It's easy.
Just split it.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to cause a fuss now if someone asks you to not split it? Or are you just going to go, like, this is the
I'd
thing.
Judge them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, because of him over there, we've got to do it this way.
It's getting sassy, total.
Yeah, just split it.
So you were taken back by it, Una.
I was taken back by it, but I also know a girl who got a Revolut request for something like €3, and her friend messaged her and it was like, do you owe me three? And she was like, what? Do you owe me three? Yeah, €3.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I know... Listen, I know every penny counts, but like there is a line and there is a bit like, okay,
yeah,
I'm kind of mortified for you now.
I get you. I just think, I think there's no right or wrong here. I do. I think that I wouldn't understand the other person. But I feel like if you're owed it, you're owed it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask for it, but that's it. That's the mentality of the person who's owed it, you know?
I went to the bar for one of my aunts before and she gave me money and I came back down and she's like, where's my money? And I was like, she's like, where's my change?
Oh, not the change.
I was like, what do you mean? There's 20 cents. You owe me 20
no.
cents. Yeah. Oh, mortified for you. Like, seriously.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
087-1102-107. Whose side are you on here? Are you getting that money that you're rightfully owed? The 1, 2, 3, 4 euro or even the 20 cent in that case. Or are you just like, come off it. We're not doing that now. We're not those kind of people. We are chatting about getting the money back that you are technically rightfully owed. However,
Revolut Wars.
Revolut Wars is right. This is a really interesting one. Let's go to Robbie on this.
Why are you paying all together? I never understood this. Me and a group of friends go out for food or whatever. You all pay separately. No problem. And then if one of us wants to pay for the lot, there's a race to the cash machine, to the cash register to pay up front.
There's a race to pay up front. I wouldn't be running to pay for anyone's food.
No way.
However, I get where he's coming from, but I find in some places, isn't it, it's kind of harder to do that.
Some places, yeah, they don't allow you. You have to pay.
Oh, they don't allow it.
They don't allow separate. Yeah, and it'll say that when you're there. So you have to pay together.
He'll say, I've never had that situation before.
Really?
They'll tell you that it has to be paid in one lump.
Yeah, they'll say we don't accept separate cards.
They'll probably get charged. Oh, right. Yeah. They probably get charged for every time they use a machine. Yeah, so it costs them more.
Yeah. That's kind of scaldy on them as well, though. They shouldn't be doing that.
I think about it, yes. Hang on a minute. This is their fault. Adele, what do you reckon?
Usually myself and my friends would each just pay for what we ordered on the night. But there's never an issue if we do decide to split it. I do think, though, that she should have said that at the time. Just sending a random Revolut request is quite rude, I think. She could have just texted you first and at least explained it. And then just asked for the money. I know some people do struggle with money different times in the month. But just tell your friends at the start of the night, look, I don't have much money. I'm just going to pay for what I ordered. And then at least it doesn't come as a shock to anybody.
I think that's really good advice. I think implementing it is hard, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, if you get a dessert, like I got a dessert and I shared it, I was not expecting to get a Revolut request for the 550. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do know somebody recently that went out for dinner with work colleagues. Not going to say who it was or anything because I'm like, hey, they're listening. And they deliberately held off getting a starter and a dessert because they wanted to not spend as much money given, you know, every month, sometimes we struggle, sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
But then the bill came out and they ended up splitting it. I think it was six ways. So she ended up getting shafted in the end.
Oh, yeah.
And she didn't speak up. She just transferred the money. You know the kind of way? And that's tough.
That is tough, yeah. That is.
You don't want to say...
You'd be ripping like at that. Yeah. You would be ripping.
You know, so it's tough as well, yeah.
You have to stand up and say, listen, I'm only getting a main. I'm only paying for the main because I am absolutely brassic and I'm really sorry if that causes any aggro.
I think you have smashed it, putting it that way. I think at the start you just go, right now, you guys are all, whatever, posh this month. I'm not. I'm broke. So I'm only getting a main and I'm paying for it. Yeah, you make a joke about it in a way, don't you?
Someone has been in touch. They said, completely agree with you guys. But on another note, was at a family meal recently where people had two courses, wine and cocktails. I only had a main and two glasses of wine, which I paid for myself separately anyway. And the whole meal was split between everyone.
Same situation there,
60
yeah.
euro each. I thought that was a bit mad.
Ooh.
Yeah, 60. That's
an expensive main.
Yeah, you took a hit there, Kate. Yeah. You took a hit. Wow.
All to be polite. Really?
This is it. Orla and Sligo, this is wild. I went on a date with a guy before recently. He was staying at my house. We went to the shops to get stuff for dinner. He paid, but then he revoluted me for half the stuff. As well as the money for a coffee and a donut he had brought me that morning. Wow.
No.
I had paid for and cooked dinner the weekend before and made the breakfast as well. I would never have asked him for money.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Obviously, that didn't last long.
No date too.
No, gone. In the bin.
Oh, in the bin. Like, good luck and thanks. Jog on, buddy. Jog on.
087-1-102-107. Your experiences in this, please. Whose side are you on? Hi, mornings. We're chatting about Revolut Wars. And do you request a couple of euro that you're owed in the grand scheme of things? It's only a couple of euro, some people say. Other people say, well, it's my couple of euro. Alan's take on this. Wait for this. This is brilliant.
If it happens like once in a blue moon, that's fine. But if it happens all the time, like let's say you and your mate go out every weekend and he shortchanges you 2 euro. By the end of the year, that's 104 euro. Like you would not look unreasonable if you ask for 104 euro you were owed over the last year. Even if it's every other week, that's 52 euro. You still wouldn't look unreasonable. It did look like the bad guy.
I actually, when you put it that way,
yeah.
If someone owed you 104 euro,
lads, you do not keep track of 2 or 3.
No, but I understand where he's coming from because if someone owes you 104 euro, you don't feel bad asking for it.
No.
However, if your friend has shortchanged you every week for the last year, they owe you 104 euro. Are you saying no to that? You're not saying no.
I just couldn't do it. It goes against everything.
I have said there's no right and wrong in this, so yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sitting on the fence.
Yeah. Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go.
Time to play a game of truth or trash. We're going to give you a fun fact that may be true. It may not be true. It may be truth. It may be trash. We're going to try call each other out on it and you can have a listen in the car. You might learn something, you might not. And when it comes down to Una, I feel like Una is very good at predicting the future.
Yeah, I am.
So sometimes it might not be truth now, but it will be someday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good at that, Una.
I am. You're right, Marty.
Good liar, you mean.
Hey.
It's sugar coating. Good liar, yeah. Yeah, you're good at predicting the future.
Yeah.
Okay. Una's going to go last. Donal, who wants to go first? Myself or yourself?
It's your last day in. Do you want to go first? Up to you. You make the decision.
Okay, go on. I'll go first. Go on. We're giving away €250,000 today. Someone's going to win it. I'm so jealous. But did you know there was a time in England that if you won that amount of money or more, you would have had to attend a 3-day retreat on financial guidance, and it was hosted by the Bank of England before the funds could actually be released?
Can you say that again?
Essentially, if there was a time, you know, before. Now, like, people try to skip it every now and again. They get a letter saying you have to go to it. But if you won that amount of money because it's tax-free,
yeah,
they assume that you don't know what to do with it. So you had to attend, like, a 3-day kind of workshop before the funds were released on what to do with it. Like, what the best thing to do. Obviously, ultimately, you make the decision.
It's a very rude assumption. How dare you tell me what to do with my money? I shall be getting those boots that I've been drooling over.
Yeah. They're probably going to tell you to invest it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in myself.
Very good. I am investing it.
Myself. Yes, I'm worth it. And I am going to say,
like, if you won like €250,000, I haven't spent, man.
It's gone.
That's
I know
the problem, isn't
yeah.
it? But you should have it spent. It's money you didn't have before. Get rid of it. Do what you want.
Exactly.
I don't want no course telling me what to do.
No. It'd burn a hole in your pocket.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's change. True.
I'm going to say it's trash.
What are the reasoning behind each?
Just because I can imagine big amounts of money, they go, whoa, hang on a minute.
Are you saying that English people are not good with money?
Oh, yeah, completely. I know that. Yeah, yeah.
It's actually trash. Oh.
Hey.
Well so done.
Well done, Una.
Yeah. Yes.
Donal.
My fact. You know when you kind of... You're not into somebody, but they're into you, so you kind of try and avoid them.
Nope.
Or you do different. You know the feeling. You're like, oh, God, there's the kind of person who's always chatting to me because you feel like they're into me and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Look, right. Your man, big head over there.
I'm not saying
what does this feeling feel like?
But the feeling.
I've never felt this before.
Oh, well, anyway.
Usually I'm trying to chat to them and they don't care about me.
When you're trying to avoid someone, put it that way, like the opposite's attraction, attention.
No, I get what you're trying to say here.
Okay, cool.
You're just a very lucky man.
I'm not... specifically talking about me.
Oh.
But frogs take it to a new level.
Oh.
Okay. This whole thing of avoiding attention from the opposite gender. So they fake their own death if they don't want attention from males. Females, like, just fake their own death.
Females do.
Females are dramatic. Are they? Is that what you're trying to say?
In the frog world, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the frog world. I love how me and you and I just completely put this story on Donal. We're like, oh, well, for some, and then he was like, the frogs.
The frog.
Oh, sorry.
Well, now I get it, the frog.
Yeah.
Yes, that is 100% true. Frogs fake their own death. Female frogs do when they don't want to... when they couldn't be arsed with the fella frog.
I know, we don't want you to.
The fella frog.
Yeah.
The fella frog.
Yeah.
Kermit can hop on.
Yeah, Kermit can hop on.
The fella frog.
The fella frogs, yeah.
What? And that's. And that,
nature is just amazing.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Well, if it's true, it's wild. Okay. Yeah, do you know what? This is the first time I've ever heard you this convincing.
Yeah.
It's true, is it?
Yeah,
it is true.
Una, of course you know that fact. Yeah, yeah, it is true.
Why would Una absolutely know that fact? Out of curiosity, are you a frog fan? That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
You could, like, I feel like now we could learn a lot from the frogs.
Yeah,
it's a great idea.
Very
if there wasn't like laws
species.
In place and people went, you know, missing and all that, you know, you'd be able to just go, look, I'm not into them.
Yeah,
just. Pass away. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Go on,
right. Okay, so
what we got?
My fact today is mushrooms are more genetically related to humans than they are to trees. So technically, we are cousins to the fun guys.
Oh.
Hey, but like, you know, it makes sense because mushrooms. Mushrooms are they're water, really, aren't they? And sure, we're full of water, and
yeah,
you know,
okay,
we're affected by the moon. Because we're water, oh, and so the the fungi are minus. Affected by it. So, like, mushrooms are part of an underground fungal network called the Woodwide Web.
Oh, God. Oh, Una. You just wanted to put all these puns in, didn't you? This is why you've done it.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't know. No.
Wood Wide Web.
Wood Wide. Okay, so let's bring it back. Bring it back.
Yeah,
mushrooms are more genetically related to humans than they are to trees.
Of course they're not.
I think this could be true, but Una's just thrown in the Wood Wide Web and things like that.
Hey. No, when I see a mushroom growing on a human, I will then consider it.
But there, well, if have you ever had a fungal infection? Well, then you've had mushrooms growing on you.
No, that's not what I meant now. When I had a fungal infection, I had to get the Dactarin cream to wipe it all over me.
Yeah,
I wasn't getting rid of the shrooms, like.
Well,
no.
It was the shroomy thing going on.
That's what it was.
Yeah, obviously, if it was fungal.
Is that
so? You have grown mushrooms on your.
Well, I look silly now, don't I? Well, me trying to make a point on something I know nothing about. Classic man over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Having
yeah.
the clue.
Didn't
but I'm
going to
fight my case anyway. Mm-hmm. And the two of you are laughing at me.
So
no, it's not true.
You're saying it's trash. Donal?
Yeah. I'm saying true. Potentially could be true, yes.
It is true. Yeah.
What?
True. Yeah.
Hit me with the truth. Somewhere. Go on, tell me.
So mushrooms are more genetically related to humans than they are to trees.
Now,
so if you think about it, right, because we are cousins with the mushrooms. Oh. Because trees make their own food in photosynthesis. We don't. We have to eat stuff. And the mushrooms have to eat stuff in the wood-wide web.
No.
Right?
Stop saying
they, no, I won't, because it's true. And mushrooms are like, they're water. And we're just water. So... for those reasons, that is why.
Am I safe in saying we're more similar? They're more similar to humans and trees, and you saying
genetically related
is a fancy way of saying if you were to weigh up the similarities.
Yeah, it's genetically related.
I went on a deep dive, and it's really difficult to explain. And I'm not going to do that.
The mushrooms are going to be walking in 100 years. And communicating with us.
Do you know what? Maybe they already are in the Wood Wide Web. You just have to learn how to sit with them and
communicate. Speak their language.
Yeah, because they're so good for you. There's so many health benefits.
Okay. I'm sure they're saying the same about humans. that's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, wow.
You are welcome.
There you go.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.